So let me introduce you to Leah freaking Davis, okay? She is awesome. You're going to love this episode. She is a freaking powerhouse. She's a wealth and wellness coach, and she is uplifting women of color, indigenous women, Latinx, and beyond. And she helps women master all of their mindset and all that great stuff. And we had such a great conversation about women showing up for themselves and just knowing that there's support out there when it comes to finances and all that. And most women, not all, but most women are just not raised to be independent in that way, where they think of, let me think of my retirement. Let me think about finances. Let me think about this. Let me think about budgeting. Let me think about, and what happens is we get almost ashamed, like almost scared to even look at the numbers, right? I'm going through some, let me not look at these numbers. But the truth of the matter is you have nothing to be ashamed of. It just is. So it, no matter what you're going through, whether it's, you know, lack of or don't know what to do with what you have, whatever, there's people out here willing to help you. And Leah Davis is one of them. So I'm so excited for you to listen to this podcast, because I think that it will really enrich you and enlighten you. And I really believe that a lot of you are going to end up reaching out to her because she is freaking phenomenal. I just loved every moment of speaking with her. I'm going to shut up so you can go watch it. I'll see you on the other side. What's up, party people? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. And I'm so excited you have over here rocking to the music. You know what I'm saying? It's so good. Anyway, I love you guys so much. I cannot believe the way the channel is blowing up, and I wanted to thank you from the bottom of my heart. We have over 110 or something thousand downloads. You guys have just been killing it. The videos are really ranking. Our people are like reaching out now and saying, oh my God, I went down the Nina warp hole, and I can't get out. It's all good things. And you guys know I go around this amazing freaking planet finding the best humans I can find. Now, me and this young lady here, y'all, we've been trying to get together for forever, ever, okay? And that's because, you know, life happens. Life is lifing, right? But the cool thing is when you can get with good people, that is worth the time. So I want you guys to pay attention. I'm excited to have Leah Davis here. She is a powerhouse of wealth and wellness coach. Now, Leah's passion is all about uplifting women of color, Black women, indigenous, Latinx, beyond, all of it, y'all. Are you a woman? Pay attention, all right? Now, she is a master of like mindset work and having good habits and giving you financial guidance and all that great stuff. So she's not just a coach. She's a certified domestic violence advocate, which I love. As you guys know my story, I am a survivor of domestic violence. So that's my heart, right? And she brings the healing touch to her coaching, supporting survivors of gender-based violence with empathy and expertise. Now, her holistic nurturing approach empowers women to overcome those financial traumas and reclaim their power. So y'all, buckle up, all right? Because we have a good time. Leah, thank you so much for being here on Straight Talk.
I love that introduction. I am so happy to be here.
I'm so glad you're here. I mean, even when we met like very briefly the first time, I loved your energy and what you were about. And so I couldn't wait to have you on the show to introduce you to my people. So Leah, before we get started, because you got a lot of good things going, girl, tell us a little bit about yourself. So who are you? Who are you?
First and foremost, I am a human being. And I have learned that now I'm living in the humanness of life. Love something it. New to me. Would love to chat about that later on the show. I am from the Bay Area, born and raised in San Jose, California. I am half Black, half Mexican. I have a really big and tall Black dad and a little teeny tiny Mexican mom. So people are always surprised when I'm standing next to my mom that she is my mother. Love her to death. I have two brothers. I have two children. I have a son who is a veteran, a U.S. Marine veteran. And I have a 14-year-old teenage daughter in high school, which is all kinds of challenging and beautiful things at the same time. And I, you know, I'm also, like you mentioned, a wealth and wellness coach. I'm the founder of Leah Davis Coaching. I started my business about 5 years ago after I had a career as a financial advisor working at different financial firms. And then I learned about financial coaching, and I'm also a domestic violence advocate, like you mentioned. So I've combined that to bring this to the world, my coaching, my philosophy, how I work with women. And, you know, life is beautiful. I was just having a conversation yesterday about how grateful I am, about how far I've come. And you know what? I'm just beginning.
I love that. I love that so much. There's so much there, right? Well, first of all, thanks to your son for all of his service, right? My husband's also a vet and my father was a vet. My uncle was a vet. Like, I love them. I just love them, right? I mean, who are we, right? That we lay down our lives for our country or people. It's just a beautiful thing. So thank you to your son. I love that. I want to talk to you about the domestic violence piece, right? Because most of us get into this advocacy work or this work with helping people through something like that. Did you have experience with that? Did you witness that? Like, why that? Why have becoming a domestic violence advocate? Why?
Yes, great question. And I'm so glad that I'm comfortable to have this conversation. So for me, I'm an adult survivor of childhood domestic violence. So I was raised in a home where my father was physically abusive towards me and my brothers. And so I grew up in that environment. And then later on, as an adult, first relationship with an older guy, unfortunately, I was about 19 years old, and that was abusive verbally, emotionally, and physically. And then later on in life, I was again in a long-term relationship of about almost 8 years we were together where I was again experiencing that. So I grew up in the environment. I was in several relationships, and that's where my experience comes from. So, you know, it's no surprise that I ended up in those relationships based on my childhood, because I was familiar with the chaos, familiar with being dysregulated, and I had no idea what life, I didn't even know that I was living that way. And so now, you know, I recognize fully and completely what it means to live a peaceful life versus what I was experiencing in my youth and as a young adult.
Thank you for sharing that. And, you know, I ask because a lot of times when we have overcome those things in our life, right, we know what it takes to kind of overcome that and win, right? And so it's like a passion, isn't it? It's like something that drives you. It's that thing. I always thank God for those challenges in my life, right? Domestic violence, being abused, being homeless, all those things in my life, as hard as they were to get through them. And I hated the experience when I was going through it. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. Because I feel like that's what does make you realize the blessings you have, the gratitude, how freaking badass you are, right? It just like, it shows you, right? And I talk to my listeners, my clients and all that about their badassery, because we just don't stop for a second to take inventory. And so when a new thing comes along that maybe feels a little bit defeatist or that you're not going to make it, then I say, no, let's take out that inventory, because your ass has been through some stuff and you've gotten through it. Okay. And so it's like your arsenal, right? It's like your thing, right, Leah? So yes. I love that you do that work, and thank you for doing it, because it, you know, women out here feel lonely. They feel alone. They feel isolated. They don't think that anybody, or even if they've gone through it, they're going to be judged, right? There's a shame that comes with all of that, and a mindset and all that kind of stuff. So I want to dig into the work that you're doing, because I know that you are really helping people kind of break out of that, you know, and be a person who is not a victim, but a victor, right?
That's and right.
I spoke in the beginning about you have this holistic, nurturing approach that you're empowering women. So talk to me about that, Leah. Talk to me about your work with survivors of gender-based violence, the financial trauma, the financial abuse. You know, what is it that you find most common when you are working with these women? What is that financial barrier, if you will, that these women are facing?
Great question again. So for me, I started this work because of what I realized was happening for myself. So I mentioned that I was a financial advisor and then I became a financial coach. Well, that didn't happen because it happened because I had a financial coach. So my mentor who wanted me to get in coaching, she had somebody who was needing his coaching hours up. And so that's when I started. And as I was going through that process, I realized how much fear I had, even though I had the knowledge. I was riddled with fear in starting my business. I didn't think I could do it. I didn't know who would. I just had so much doubt. Now I know, this is new as of last week, literally, that I was suffering, and still to this day, it shows up from imposter syndrome. And of us who have been in environments where we're mistreated, we're marginalized, being the only woman of color into environments, or being harmed in relationships, told we're not good enough, being abused, or that we're difficult to love and that we're the problematic and we're the issue. So we have those experiences and feelings of not enough. I can't do it. Self-doubt, comparison to others. Who am I? I don't want to be discovered. The shame, the anger, all of those things, right? So with the work that I have with my clients, I identify with it completely because I am that woman. I am experiencing that to this day. Maybe not as much. It shows up and I know what to do to cope through it. And why that ties into financially is because you named it. You said financial trauma, right? And so when we're working on our finances, or when there's a need to work on the finances, or the thought of maybe I should meet with like a financial advisor, I don't know who that is or who that would be, there can be all sorts of emotions that come up that could prevent a woman from taking the next step, or opening up her mail, or checking the bank statements, or pulling the credit, especially if she's someone that has experienced their former partner, you know, ruining their credit and taking their identity. So all of those things come up. And so what I do with my clients is, as we're going through the process of coaching and they're wanting to reach their financial goals, we first focus on what they desire in life. So oftentimes people get focused on just the goal itself, but really, what is that going to do for you is what I really get down with my clients. What's that desired outcome? Most often it's a profound sense of relief my clients are seeking. Mm-hmm. They want to have fulfillment. They want to feel confident in decisions that they're making, trust the decisions that they're making. All of those things are what we're not able to have when we have been victims and have experienced violence towards us. So I work with my clients to start experiencing those things today. And it doesn't even have to be financially. We start working on that so they can get aligned with what they desire with their habits and behaviors today, and then fast track to being able to accomplish and have the life that they're just so worthy and deserving of experiencing. We all deserve this beautiful life, right?
Yeah, they need to forgive themselves too, right? Because a lot of that, you know, not trusting yourself, it's because you got into a crappy relationship, or you seen something crappy and you think that, well, look at the judgment I have. Maybe subconsciously, look at the judgment, or look at what I let happen. And you start to feel ashamed. I did. I felt shame of that, right? And like, how did I let this happen? I'm such a tough girl. Like, why would I, you know, let that happen? And it happened. And so, you know, that's why it's interesting when you speak to someone who's never experienced it or have ever gone through that or have never seen it. It's a quick judgment on the other person. Like, oh, why would they do that again? But you have no idea what it feels like and what it looks like and what the experience is like when you're in it. It's a totally different ballgame, right? I love that. Yeah, I love that you're empowering them though, because I didn't have that. I didn't have like a coach. I didn't have Aaliyah, right? So I had to learn all of this on my own and make a lot of mistakes along the way. And you have to get to the point where you're forgiving yourself and you're trusting yourself. Listen, you are with you, period, all the time, every day, all the time, right? So I always say, just keep your word to you. Just keep your word to you and you'll start to develop that, right? So I love that you're doing that with them. And I love that they are coming to you, trusting you enough to do that with them, right? Because your coaching is integrating that mindset work, you know, the behavior, the financial habits, all that kind of stuff, right? So how does how do you go through that? Like, how does reshaping a client's mindset contribute to their long-term goal, to their long-term freedom, if you will, right? Especially we talked about in the beginning how you also angle a lot of this to help women of color, right? And so tell me what you're finding as a distinctive. Why this road, right? To teach these women freedom. What is it that you're finding?
Because it all starts within. So, you know, there's an author I like, his name's Ken Honda, and I love what he talks about. He talks about the visible assets and the invisible assets in life. And the visible assets in life are the cars, the homes, the retirement accounts, all the things that we can visibly see, the assets. But what we often miss are the invisible assets of love, compassion, peace, joy, abundance, and having that experience within. That right there is priceless. And so when we can connect to that, no matter what is happening around us, when those visible assets decline, depreciate, disappear because life be life. And like you mentioned, when we're able to come from that place internally, knowing that no matter what happens, that I will bounce back because I believe in myself and I trust the decisions that I'm making. And I know that I can find a way and figure this out and also have the ability to reach out for help. Because once I start having those conversations with women and my clients, then they start realizing like, oh, I can look for other support services and I connect them to services or other resources. And it just opens up a door and the floodgates of support can come in because we don't have to do this alone at all. And that is, you mentioned it earlier about the isolation. Absolutely. We are so isolated when, again, and not even just in these relationships where there's intimate partner violence, being a woman of color in the workplace, then add on top of that, all these things compound. So I want to talk about also, you mentioned, you know, just being in the relationships and the shame and the judgment and what happens. Well, we're also shamed and judged if we're a woman that finds herself in litigation with the harm doer. So we're going into that experiences, going into the legal situations, going into the courtroom, being labeled. If you're a single mother, if you're a Black woman, you're labeled as unfit and unable to care for your child just because you're a Black single woman. That is a study show that Black and brown women, children are taken from us even faster when it comes to child protective services. And we're trying to protect them from the harm doers, right? So we have so many ways in which this is coming up. We're just like barraged with these judgments and being shamed and ridiculed and labeled, that it is absolutely so important that we take care of ourselves inside. And when we're also financially independent and free, we have the ability to take care of ourselves and our loved ones for generations to come and make the biggest difference in our lives, because that financial independence, you know, there's nothing like it, you know, and having that confidence and then being able to build things out and to create that life. I mean, once that starts and you're okay inside, no one can take anything away from you and you will find a way.
You will find a way, right? Because that's the one thing they can't take away from you is your mindset, is your tenacity, is your grit that can't be stolen, right? You need to give that up yourself. It can't be stolen from you. So what are some of like the unique mindsets that you feel like you need to like break the barrier on when it comes to people of color, right? Because we all think differently, right? We all think differently. We're all unique human beings. We all have our own mindsets. I'm Latina myself, or I'm Puerto Rican. So there's definitely certain mindsets that we are ingrained with, taught, whatever you want to call it, that I feel like are sometimes unique barriers that we have to overcome, right? So now if you're talking right now to the women who are listening, because I have a lot of people who listen to the show, what do you think is like that unique barrier or twist that needs to happen for a person of color to be able to start to be aware or start to overcome, like you're saying, or start to look at the freedom pieces? What's that unique barrier that we have?
That is such a wonderful question. As you're asking, I'm thinking all the different women that I've spoken to and the different ethnic groups and just the common things that I'm seeing. But to try to encapsulate all of it, I guess, and what I've experienced with my clients is the barrier of knowing that we are good enough and that we deserve to have this life and that we have a seat at the table and that we can do this and that and that it's possible, because there's so much of negativity out there and so much of like all the, like you said, the barriers, right? We know this, we see it, we feel it. And to just have that belief, right? So that barrier of that belief and that faith. And that is something, again, that I'm constantly working on is the faith, because no matter what happens, if we don't have that faith, then it can be debilitating. And so just being able to know that we're going to be able to get through this, it's just that is the biggest barrier right there of someone just knowing that, you know, I'm worth it and I can do this, and to let go of the, also the I have to do this all alone. You know, being, especially when women that are first generation of starting a business, first gen of breaking the cycles and not able to really talk to other family members about the way that they think and feel because they're not in alignment with, you know, they're just different. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that feeling of I have to do this all alone, that is a huge break. No, we don't have to do this all alone. We really absolutely do not. And if we try to do it all alone, it's going to be really difficult and painful. So let's try to reduce that.
Yeah. You know, I'm listening to you talk and I'm like, you know, it's interesting because I coach women, right? But I also got into learning a bit more about financial stuff and life insurance and retirement and all that. So I said, oh, I want to become a life insurance agent. So I went and got my license, the whole thing. I cannot believe the barriers that are up just in talking in my community, I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. I'm trying to reframe you here because yes, life insurance, what, $50 a month, whatever it is, $100, whatever you want to pay. I said, but you can actually leave your children a different legacy than what you have and what you had and what your previous had. And you have to reframe that whole thing for them because they don't see the value and the worth until you start to say to them, no, you're worth it. And so is your lineage. So is your legacy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not about, oh, let's go do a GoFundMe when you pass away. How about we leave $1 million and change people's lives? How about that? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a whole different mindset, Leah. And it's something that I didn't even start doing until in my 40s. I'm 50. Right. So my 30, all I did was work until I'm like dying. Right. Cause that's the mentality. You work, get a good job that has good benefits, and then you freaking die. But I didn't choose that. I chose differently. And you're right. When you are that first generation person that's changing the game, you're going to hit a lot of barriers. And Leah, to your point, even I, and I'm sure everybody who's listening goes through that imposter syndrome. You just don't feel like you're good enough, but you got to do it anyway. Because nobody's going to do it for you. Ain't nobody coming to rescue you. You got to do it. You know what I mean? So I'm so freaking proud of the work that you're doing. And I love that you are really impacting women in this way. So talk to me about your program. How does it all structure? How does it work? Like say somebody right now is listening and they're like, damn, Leah's speaking my language, right? I want to know what is that to get to work with you? What does that look like for everyone?
Excellent. So I start out with a 45-minute consultation at no cost with my clients because I really want to get to understand them and what they're wanting to accomplish and achieve. And also when they're in that process, they're getting a little bit of coaching throughout, but they may not realize it. And I'm also also being able to just listen and meet them where they are and also to determine, am I a good fit for them, right? Because I might not be a good fit for somebody. And if I'm not, then I have other coaches that are in my network that I will refer out because I really want to support women as much as possible. Mm-hmm. So someone can come with me. And then from there, we just determine like, okay, what is it that you're wanting to accomplish? What systems and processes do you have in place for that? What type, you know, then we start the habits and behaviors, and we also work on the mindset. And so throughout the coaching program that I have, either 6 weeks or 8 sessions, depending on what the client would like, throughout that process, we really just work on the different things that they're wanting to accomplish, what's holding them back, what's moving them closer, what isn't. And I don't ever tell my clients what to do. So that is an advisor or a counselor. I'm not that at all. I am a true coach. So I don't tell my clients, okay, send me your worksheets. I'm going to take a look at it and I'm going to mark it up and send it back. No, that's not it at all. I want my clients to have agency over their personal finances. So if they want to work on their, cash flow or worksheets, they can send it over. We can look at it together. I can explain it. Or if they're wanting to understand what their credit report looks like, I mean, those kinds of things, or even the 401k, I've had clients that are like, I don't understand what the statement is at all. I'm also a licensed investment advisor, still have my license, right? So what I do with my clients is if they can send over that 401k statement and we will walk through it and I will explain everything that they're looking at so they can understand it.
That's awesome.
There's a lot of financial education that I provide. And then also other resources for those that are wanting to, you know, get out of debt to build or increase their credit scores, or they're wanting to, my goal also is to get as many women as possible into the offices of certified financial planners. So they may not realize that throughout the coaching process, where I'm teaching them about the foundations of what a financial foundation is, and they can assess where they are.
Yeah,
they can assess where they are. And then, you know, I refer out to other financial planners because I'm a coach. And there's another layer. You mentioned the life insurance, right? To protecting the assets, but there's a whole financial planning piece of, you know, the investment side and working with a professional to really create that plan that will last a lifetime and be able to move on to the next generation. So I don't do that, but I know the importance of it. And I educate my clients on that as well.
I love that. I love that, right? Because it's empowering them. It's giving them that power back. And, you know, and for those of you who are listening that may be like, oh, but if Leah sees my numbers, it's bad. No, it just is. You know, the good or bad is what you assign as the emotion to the thing. But honestly, you can be at a negative whatever. It's not a good or bad thing. It just is. And if you look at something as it just is, but how do I go from here? That changes the game, doesn't it, Leah? Because then they can come to you honestly, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, I love what you're saying that it just is. There's Dr. Shefali. She's another person I follow. I learned this from her a few years ago. She said, there's no good or bad, because when there's something good, when something bad happens, something good comes out of it. So it would like just, you know, eliminates the bad part, you know? So there, it just is, like you said. And, you know, I have clients, they may not even ever want to send me their information. That's totally fine. That's not a requirement. Yeah. It's really if somebody wants to look at those things where it comes up as part of their, you know, financial coaching process and what the goals are wanting to accomplish. So really it's a matter of what it is that my clients want. Some clients, they don't even want, they're focused mostly on, again, mindset or thinking, the thoughts that they're having as they're working on their finances. I also do a lot of safety plans. I call it a safety plan with my clients because, again, I'm bringing in my experience as a domestic violence advocate. So let's say, for example, somebody, give an example. Oh, I had a client, I'll share a story. I had a client who was with her husband for years, and he was very abusive and narcissistic. And she found out over time that as she was working, he's spending all her money. And so she was constantly at work. She's an engineer. Every day, even after the relationship ended or divorce, she found herself looking at her spreadsheet and just having so much panic. And so we talked about that. And so we created a safety plan for her. So what things she could do to just regulate her body and emotions before going to look at this, what things she would say to herself as she's looking at her spreadsheet, and then after, how she would calm her nerves and also to reduce exposure to that spreadsheet because it was harming her and she didn't even realize it.
Yeah.
So those are the kind of things that I do with my clients.
That's beautiful. That's absolutely beautiful because it takes them out of the trauma stage, right? Like you don't have to be having reoccurring trauma all the time. And, you know, and most of us don't even recognize that, Leah, like especially survivors, right? We end up like shaking our leg all the time or getting very distracted or going from one thing to another. And we don't realize that some of those things are trauma responses, you know, because we don't want to stick on something too long or this might just get me nervous or I don't want to do it. And those are trauma responses, and it's okay. If you're having them, that's fine. Like I said, it just is. So how do we move you along from that? I love that, Leah, because you're telling them, listen, you got the power, girl. You got the power, right? And that's the whole thing, right? You have the power. You have the power to trust again. You have the power to trust you again. You have the power to show up again. You have the power to reclaim what is yours. And what was trying to be stolen from you is no longer stolen. Leah, you go ahead with your bad self helping these women. Go ahead. I love it. I love it so much. Okay. I love you. I love what you're doing. I love what you're doing with these women. And I love all of the things that you're dropping on here. So before I wrap up, I do want to ask, how do you give somebody who's listening right now that permission? Give them that permission to start. What would be the one thing you would say to them to go ahead and get started on this journey of health and finances and fulfillment and all that?
I would say first thing is to get into your heart center. So find a spot where you have a moment, whether it's a few minutes, sit still. Put your hand over your heart, close your eyes and breathe and just feel the connection first and foremost, and ask for guidance. Because when you ask for guidance and you go within, the answer will be there. And so from there, whatever comes up in that moment, just take a small step in that direction. No matter what it is, just take a small step and continue to do that over and over and over. And eventually you will be able to find yourself working with a coach like me or with Nina or with somebody that can fully support you. But first and foremost, it's about getting quiet and connecting with your body to receive that inner guidance.
I love every moment of that. I think that it's super important for us to connect with ourselves, and we don't do that enough. We connect with, oh, I got to get this, or connect with Instagram, connect with Facebook, connect all the freaking time connecting. But it's very rare that I see women doing what you're saying, Leah, just kind of pause and what is it that I want anyway? That's how I know when I'm stuck, when I'm not connecting with me, when I feel like overwhelmed and I got 52 things in front of me opened up and I'm doing 20 projects. And I feel, I'm like, okay, wait, you have not connected with you at all. Like you have, your creativity is shot right now. You're not taking time, right? I love that advice. And I love what you're doing, Leah. So how do people get in contact with you? How do they work with you? Give us that info so people can follow you, support you, be on the call with you, all that stuff.
Yes, thank you. You can always find me on Instagram. My handle is Leah Coaching, L-E-A-H Coaching. My website, super easy, leahcoaching.com. From there, you can schedule a consult with me and we can chat and see where things go. On Instagram, you can follow me and eventually over time, you can send me a message or again, go to my website. And then I'm also on those of you who are on LinkedIn, I love LinkedIn. Just do a quick search, Leah Davis, financial coach or wealth and wellness coach, and I will pop up because there's only one of me around.
All right. That's good. I'm glad to hear that, right? Because your name is not that uncommon. So it's good to know that you're in that space on yourself. But I love it. I love everything about you, Leah. And I'm glad we finally got to do this because this was really great and a great episode for people to really feel empowered. And thank you for that. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much. This is wonderful.
So grateful. So grateful. Guys, I love Leah. So just make sure that you follow her. I'm going to link all of her information below. And like she said, you know what? Hop on that 45-minute call with Leah, right? Because, you know, she will be able to at least walk with you maybe on some of the things that you're afraid of, some of the things that you are maybe panicked about or having a little anxiety over or don't think you have the power to do, but you freaking do, okay? So when there's somebody out here who is wanting to coach you and has a way for you to connect with them, don't hesitate. I always tell you guys, your biggest enemy is inaction, okay? So make sure that you push yourself to do something that's maybe outside of your comfort zone, but can really shift your entire life, right? Sometimes that one phone call, that one connection, the fact that you're listening to this podcast right now, like the other 100-something thousand of you, this is a way for you to shift your perspective. And you guys know that I'm always talking about grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. So thank you guys for hanging out with me. This is Nina Perez. I love you guys so freaking much. And we'll see you on the next one.